Hey guys!
Welcome to our podcast.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Jenny.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the world of zoology.
Please subscribe.
And let's get started. So I'm Katie, as you know. I'm not a professional at goats, so I'm going to ask Jenny some questions about goats. Here's the first question. Do you like goats?
I personally love goats.
Well, how long have you had your goat, and what is his name, his or her name?
Well, I've had my goat for about a year now. She is the best companion. Goats are kind of like dogs. She's been great. Like, training her has been pretty smooth going. That we haven't had, like, a major difficulty with anything.
Okay, so where do you work with a goat?
I work at Pingree Farms.
Okay, and what is your goat's name?
My goat's name is Valentina. I call her by her nickname, Valley. She's a Nubian Alpine mix.
Okay, so, like, how long have you had her?
About a year, like I said.
So, like, how did you train your goat?
I started off pretty simple. Now, I don't train my goat all by myself because I am pretty young for just training my goat all by myself. I have help from my trainer, but I start off just by encouragement and exposure to the things that I want her to learn. For example, how I taught her to walk on a collar. To collar train her, you put a dog collar on her and you put it right up by her chin. You're not choking her. Actually, if you put it down like on her neck, you can choke her and she'll feel like she has to cough. But what I do is I kind of pushed her a little bit forward. And what I did is I kind of pulled her by the collar a little bit. And I kind of just gave her a little push from her back feet. And she walked forward a couple steps, just like I asked her to. So I praised her with treats and pets.
Okay, so right now she's wearing a goat yoga shirt. Do you like to do goat yoga?
Yes, I actually love goat yoga. I've actually never done the goat yoga, like the yoga part. But I have volunteered many times and I love it there. There are so many little baby goats and it's so cute.
What does Pingree Farms run through? I mean, like, you know.
Pingree Farms is a great place. It does 4-H. I am a part of 4-H. I've only been a part of 4-H since I got my goat. So Pingree Farms has a lot of different animals. Those are all animals that you can show at a fair, like sheep, cows, goats, chickens, rabbits, horses, miniature horses. We have a lot of animals and it's really cool.
So did you like give birth to it or was it just there when you got your goat?
So my trainer is an animal scientist. And she is fabulous. She is like one of the best trainers I have ever had. And she gives birth to all the goats and she does such a good job at keeping them healthy and strong. And that's really what I love about her, as she tends to all the animals really well.
Okay, so there's one question. Why did you name your goat? Why you named your goat?
Actually, it wasn't my choice to name her, but she was actually born on Valentine's Day. So that's why they kind of named her Valentina.
That's actually a beautiful name. It's really nice, right?
Yeah, and I came up with her nickname Valentina. Not Valentina, but Valley. I just thought it was pretty, and I thought she needed a nickname other than Valentina, which is kind of long.
Okay, that's it for